for the public hearing on the Beaver Dam Road expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. At the beginning of this hearing, there will be a brief presentation by John Ashman and members of the County Engineering Department. They will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After they have completed that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask questions of Mr. Ashman and the staff at the County Engineering Department. After that process is completed, I will open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this matter, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Mr. Ashman?
Good morning. John Ashman, Sussex County Engineering Department. And this is for the Beaver Dam Road expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. On January 11th of this year, I came before you to request permission to prepare and post notices for this expansion. And the area includes a portion of Beaver Dam Road from substation to Central Avenue, the section of substation road from Beaver Dam Road to Central Avenue, and the Pendel Acres subdivision. On April 20th, the engineering department held a public meeting at the Millville Town Hall to discuss the proposed service area, the estimated costs, the sewer rate structure, construction impacts, and the process for connecting to the sewer and a proposed schedule. A public hearing was held here in council chambers on June 7th. At that public hearing, there was a resident that spoke in opposition to the expansion, and as a result, the engineering department was asked to prepare and distribute a straw ballot to the property owners voting their interest for sewer service. The results of that poll are as follows, and on the map to my left, the red are opposed and the green are for the expansion, and that is a result of 21 ballots received in, 13 of those ballots for the expansion, and 8 were opposed. Those that are still color-coded in white, we did not receive a response from. The entire project consists of 39 parcels. Notices were reposted in the area, and we re-advertised in the local paper for the public hearing. And at the time of our public meeting, the system connection charge would be $0 for homes existing at the time of the public meeting and $5,768 for any new homes constructed in the area until June 30th of next year. Front footage costs are estimated at $7.27 per front foot and currently capped at 100 feet, and the annual service charge is $254. Questions?
Are there any questions from council?
What are the numbers we're looking for as far as approval? I mean, you know, I don't know what the regulation says, what the law says.
There's not really a regulation for this straw ballot. Mm-hmm. This was just for information for mm-hmm. council as to who was interested and who was not. Mm-hmm. I know Mr. Cole was sort of the main drive, as this is in his area. The person that spoke up in the last meeting, I will point out, owns this parcel, the green parcel, and 2 parcels in red. His main concern was the front footage cost for the 2 vacant lots plus the front footage and impact fee for his home were going to be a great impact to him. I've spoken with him and his wife many times. They are interested in having service to their house, and they're interested in having service available for the 2 lots, but they really not like the impact of the front footage fee. They're not going to connect them. There's nothing on them. And that was their main concern, was how to have it available if they decided to sell the parcels in the future and how to get service to their home.
They don't come under the 100-foot...
Vacant lots, the 100-foot cap does not apply.
Does not apply. Okay. That's right. Okay.
Any other questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this matter? Ma'am, would you come forward and give us your name and home address, please?
My name is Linda Schroeder, and I live at 34090 Central Avenue. I am here on behalf of myself, my husband, and 2 of my neighbors who are elderly. First, I would have been at the last 2 hearings, except I was tied up at our youth church helping with that, so I couldn't be there. I made a point not today not to do anything with church so that I could be here. I am against this sewer proposal. Our septic works fine. We moved here. We could have lived in Ocean City years ago and and been subject to all those fees. We chose not to for a reason. I feel like the area is building up way faster than we can afford in our area, and I don't see that we need it. The property beside us in question, it's not marked red over there, but there's never been anything done there. All it is grown-up trees. Mrs. Rogers across the street and her daughter and herself gave me letters to present to you if you want to read them, and I voted no. I think that if they want to do it, they can reroute it and bypass us and still have what they need to do for the future.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to give me the letters? Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak concerning this matter? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this matter?
I think the gentleman in the back.
How y'all doing? Ricky Clogg, 3461 Substation Road. I'm the one that's... the one that has the two empty lots, and I just didn't want... there's no way I can afford to pay that much money for no houses on that lots, and there's not being serviced or nothing. I mean, there's nothing going into pipes from them two empty lots. They're just sitting there. And I bought them years ago just trying to keep people from building around me, you know, and trying to keep a little bit of country back there. But if it's going to affect me that I have to pay for them, I vote no on everything, you know. That's about all I have to say.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Mr. Vincent, can you see if there's anyone else back there?
I see no one else, sir.
Okay, I would like to read the two letters that were handed in. The first dated July 19th, 2011, to whom it may concern. We do not feel that we need a new sewer and water system. Ours is only 6 years old and working okay. Thank you for taking the time to read this. David and Peggy Campbell of 34137 Central Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware. The other one is from a Mr. James Powell in reference to Viola E. Rogers, owner. I, James R. Powell, owner and operator of Robinson Sewage Disposal in Frankfort, have pumped Ms. Rogers' tank and feel it's in good working status, signed by him, and as I indicated, some reference to Viola E. Rogers of Central Avenue in Frankfort. Since there is no one else that has indicated a desire to speak on this matter, as a result, we will now close the public hearing record. And council, it's your pleasure.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing record and close public comments. What's the pleasure of council?
Mr. Cole seems to have a very strong opinion on this. I think it'd be courteous to defer this for a week until he can come back and weigh in.
Mm-hmm. We have a motion to defer.
Yes.
And a second.
Yes.
Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We'll defer this till Mr. Cole gets back to the council. Mike Izzo, Angola Sanitary Sewer District, balancing change orders, substantial completion, contract 0908-0920.
Good morning. I have some contractual issues that need to be addressed. Regarding both the Angola and the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. They're all rather straightforward, so I'll just kind of jump right in.
Okay.
The first is in regard to contract 09-08. That is the balancing change order for our Angola contract known as Angola Road, Camp Arrowhead Road, Pump Station 315 and Pump Station 316. The contractor on the project was American Paving Corporation. Everything went very well. The contract is now complete. We actually issued substantial completion in the past. We have a balancing change order. It is a credit in the amount of $216,000. And there is also a time increase of 66 days. And most of that 66 days resulted from, this contract was actually under construction in January and February of 2010 when we had the large snowstorms, and this work was affected by that. If there aren't any questions, I have a motion I can read.
Any questions, Mr. Uzo? Read your motion, please, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that balancing change order with American Paving Corporation of Salisbury, Maryland for Sussex County Project 09-08, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Road, Camp Arrowhead Road, Pump Station 315, Pump Station 316, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $216,367.35 for a new total of $4,161,534.25, and increases the contract time by 66 days, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Now we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay.
Next, sir.
Next contract is contract number 09-20, also in the Angola Sanitary Sewer District. With Daisy Construction, they constructed the force main from the Angola Sewer District out to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. The amount of the contract is $3,111,000. Notice of award was in January of 2010. However, construction didn't start till July of 2010. The substantial completion date is May 23, 2011. And that's all we are doing is issuing substantial completion of this contract to Daisy Construction. As you well know, we do have a cost issue to resolve with them for work that was performed on Route 5. That will be resolved and brought back as part of the balancing change order.
Okay.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants and the county engineering department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective May 23, 2011 for Sussex County Contract 09-20, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, the Daisy Construction Company, and pending the resolution of any outstanding billing issues, that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So, I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And now we move to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. This is contract 08-10. Again, it is a balancing change order, this time with Bunning and Murray Construction Corporation. We have a credit change order in the amount of $136,871.34. Like American Paving Corporation, Bunning and Murray also was affected by the weather of 2010, although they actually started in the fall, and they were affected by the rains in November of 2010. If you remember, the Veterans Day storm greatly affected them, and I have a motion that I can read for that as well.
Please, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order with Bunning and Murray Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware, for Sussex County Project 08-10, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, Swan Estates, Western Subdivisions, and Pump Station 306 and 307 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $136,871.34 for a new total of $3,852,910.11. And increases the contract time by 120 days contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's always good to come in with credits in there.
Yeah. Life's a lot easier.
I handle those things very well.
Next, Mr. Lank, request for time.